This is Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney in for Hannah Baba. Now we're going to hear a story from our partners at San Quentin Radio.
San Quentin Radio, bringing you informative educational stories from the inside out.
In order to make something grow, you got to own a little dirt.
You don't tell, you see what goes on.
Because I like to be free. I like to move about the land.
You could hear a pin drop, and all of a sudden you heard this.
Throughout the prison system, men are dying from incurable diseases. Sometimes these inmates are granted freedom through a program called compassionate release, where the state can parole very ill prisoners before the end of their sentences. This is a story about one man's fight for release, produced by reporter Lewis A. Scott.
My name is Lonnie Robinson. My CDC number is F42430. I'm an inmate here at San Quentin Prison. I was arrested, incarcerated in 2003. My sentence was 85 life. And I'm a three striker. Since I've been here at San Quentin, just recently in August of 2014, I was diagnosed with cancer of the lung. To my surprise, I had no symptoms that I felt at the time. I was informed that there was a form that could be filled out to where you could have a compassionate release. So I started the process in here, and they kept it going. My sister did the leg work out there at the churches, went to all the neighborhood people that she knew, trying to get support letters. And she wrote support letters herself. So this is the process that needs to be done in order to get the compassionate release. The doctor must write a 6 months or less to live letter in order for this process to start, a compassionate release. So it went through the process of the doctors. Because I was a three striker and a lifer, I had to go to the parole board. It went well, so they granted the compassionate release to go on to the last stage, which is the sentencing judge. For some reason, the sentencing judge put it off for 3 weeks. Hopefully then, we'll know if it's gonna be granted and I'll be released from custody. When I told my sister, well, actually when she told me that the judge put it off 3 weeks, she was hysterical because she had just recently came up that weekend and was happy as a lark. She said, bruh, next time I see you, I'll be picking you up. And so we embraced, and then she got on the phone, and she got to calling, trying to see if she could get the date moved back up, rescheduled. She didn't want to wait the 3 weeks because she saw me deteriorating. She saw things start going down. So she started feeling bad. But every time I talked to her, I tried not to let her know that I was getting weak because that would only make her weaker. I had to be put in Marion General Hospital because my lungs were so full of fluid. Cancer is nothing to play with. And you only know what the feeling is in your body is if you're experiencing it.
When I walked in that room the first time I saw him, I just broke down and cried. And he told me that it was going to be all right. He told me not to cry. It was going to be okay. I just couldn't help seeing him like that. I sat there and read him this poem. He told me that was nice. So, you know, I just wanted to be able to sit there and spend time with him, and I didn't want him to be by himself. I really didn't. I asked him, was he scared? My brother told me, no. He said, dying is easy. He said, living is the hard part. The parole board said yes, but this judge said no, and I don't understand that. She said the only way she was going to let him come home he said it was time for hospice to be called in. If anybody is sick and they know you're dying, they should at least let you come home to die with your loved ones. Sunday evening, 5:35, I was upstairs in my kitchen. I'm like, San Quentin? And I just said, hello, you know, and the guy on the other end said, this is so-and-so, I'm calling to inform you that Lonnie Robinson Sr. passed away about an hour ago. I feel so bad. Because all he wanted was a chair, and they just wouldn't give it to him. I was with him the night before he passed, and we talked, and he still had hopes of coming home. You know, every day I cry, every day, and people keep telling me I have to let it go. Get over it. How can you get over something like that? I miss my brother every day.
San Quentin Radio is a project in which KALW editors train inmates to report stories from inside prison.